Good morning and welcome to University United Methodist Church. I'm Steve Bacon, member of the church. Welcome you on this, I guess, kind of cold wintry morning, but certainly we're glad you're with us and hopefully warm inside too. Whatever brings you here today, be it custom, crisis, or curiosity, please let you know that you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you are new to us and want to find out more about who we are and what we do, we have a red visitor's packet. Looks like this. There's a whole series of information in there about the activities and the life of our church. Having difficulty finding them, just let me know, because there's some at the back part of the church, some off to the side, and those are for you. In your pew is a black folder at some point. Sorry, I have to share today. Take the folder and actually pass it down, and inside you'll find some important things, one of which is the pink, purple, mauve, I'm not sure what the color is, lilac, thank you. It's the lilac slip that does three things for us. The top portion lets us know any joys or concerns that you have. We are a community of faith, and we like to share the things that are happening in our lives. So take a few moments this morning, you can fill that out, and then the ushers come around at the appropriate prayer time. They'll collect that from you, and then we'll share that appropriately at that time. In the middle of it, lets us know that you're here. Just great way for us to check, and we have to obviously report attendance and so forth. But it's good to know that. And certainly, if there's any changes in your address or contact information, please also fill the bottom of that out. Announcements-wise today, there's another thing in there that I want to let you know about. We're going to be having a service celebration movie night. Just a movie. A movie night on Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and inside you'll find a card about it. This starts our Advent lectionary series called The Redemption of Scrooge. So we're going to kick it off with a movie Saturday night here in the sanctuary at 7 o'clock, and we're going to be showing A Christmas Carol. I know there's many versions of it. We're going to show the Disney version of it starring Jim Carrey. So please take those cards out, take them home, remind yourselves and others about it. And then please join us again Saturday night for that. Also today, we have an exciting event that Katie Flynn is going to tell us about.
So this week is one of my favorite weeks of the church year. It's Thanksgiving bag packing. So I'd like to invite everybody in the church, if you haven't been here before for Thanksgiving, this is something you definitely want to do. After church, usually in our tradition, everybody goes downstairs to Pettengill Center, and we all help pack the Thanksgiving bags that we're going to be giving out to our community members this Tuesday. It doesn't take long, maybe like a half hour. You don't have to lift anything heavy. It's really well organized. So please come downstairs and help us pack those bags. And then as soon as the bags are packed, we're going to bring them over to Fellowship Hall. And in there, we're going to have a great reception for all of our 30 new members that are going to be joining the church today. So that's a great thing to celebrate. Yeah, great thing to celebrate. So please join us downstairs. We'd love your help packing the bags, and we, of course, want to see you at the reception.
Thank you, Katie. Certainly, if you're new to us and don't know about our facilities, we do have restrooms available for you. They're certainly out this door to my right, your left. Follow the signs back there. Or if you have small ones that need to go to childcare, those are also available for you. We do have a time after the service in which we get together just to kind of catch up on the week and get a send-off. That will happen. It will happen in Fellowship Hall. One other item that's actually two other items that are coming up, one of which is if you get an opportunity in the Syracuse Magazine, Syracuse Women Magazine, highlighted one of our wonderful, wonderful workers in the church, Galen, and it's a tremendous article about what she's doing in the life of our community. So if you get a chance to see that, that's a wonderful thing. And lastly, 2 weeks from now, we're going to have our Advent Luncheon. It's an annual tradition we have here, and I was told that I needed to use props today by my wife. So here we go. What do you need to bring? Well, if you're coming to join us next Sunday, most importantly, obviously, bring yourselves. But if you could bring other things with you, you need to bring a table setting, such as a cup and a plate and silverware. And then we ask you to pass a dish, possibly the mystery meat. You could also have fruits and vegetables available. If you want to bring a dessert, that would be wonderful. Any of those things would be great. So please, please, please join us 2 weeks from now, right after church for our Advent Luncheon. We have a time to get together. We sing Christmas carols. If you have an instrument, bring an instrument, because we anybody who plays will play the things and so forth. Lots going on. Exciting time in our church. Let us now get ready for our first hymn.
Good morning. I am Dale Fryer, or as my children on the bus call me, Mr. Dale, and I am honored to be both your liturgist today as well as your cantor. So I would invite you now to stand or sit as you are comfortable and join me in singing the very first hymn, We Gather Together to Ask the Lord's Blessing. Remain standing or seated and join me in the call to worship. Awaken! The new day reveals itself in every moment, and by the grace of God, all things are made possible. Come, let us give thanks. With every breath, we remember that life is a gift, and we give thanks. With every word, we affirm God's transforming love for each of us, and we give thanks. All praise be yours. And now we have a tradition here at the University Church of greeting one another by shaking hands or giving a hug and sharing either the peace of Christ or good morning or your name. And could we do that now for just a minute or so?
Well, this sounds like a really happy party here, but I'm wondering, would the children like to join me up front?
We will follow Jesus. We will follow Him. We will follow Jesus. Wherever He leads us, we will follow. Samlandela Jesu, Samlandela Yonke Indawo, Samlandela Jesu, La foe yakona somlendela.
Good morning. You may be seated. Good morning, everyone. They're still coming. You can just sit behind
the ones who are here on the front row. So does anyone remember what's coming up on Thursday? What's coming up?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yes. And so what does it mean to be grateful? I'm wondering if someone else can tell us. Eric, you keep telling me all the answers. Even in Sunday school, had all the answers, huh? What? Anyone else? What does being grateful mean? What is grateful? All right, Stella. It means being kind to people. Well, being grateful means being thankful. So saying, I thank you. So I'm wondering if you can tell me. Yeah, you could be thankful for God. I know I am. So I'm wondering what, if someone was to ask you, what do you say thank you about in your life? Could each of you tell me something that you're grateful for or something you say thank you about? What do you say thank you for? Thank you about? Thank you for a brain. Yes, absolutely. What else do we say thank you for? For food. Yes. Thank you for making the earth. Yes. School. Thank you for school. Anyone else have something they are thankful for? Something they want to say thank you? Yes. Clothes. Yes. Something else? Do you have something? Okay. Well, I am glad because, you know, at my house on Thanksgiving Day, we get asked this question and we have to go around the table and say something that we're thankful for. So be prepared, that might happen to you on Thursday. So I want to show you one more thing. Today, we are so grateful that we have some new members joining the church. And this is our big book of membership. We call it the big book. You see, when do you think that this started? When do you think we started writing our names in here? No, don't read it. All right, so the first names were put in here in 1950. I
think it's like way, way back.
Way, way back. Yeah, way, way back. So I am really excited that there's going to be new names put in this book, and I know Kaya did. Oh, nope, never mind. That you're going to sign it today, Kaya. Yeah. So I am really excited that when all of you become members of the church, you'll be able to sign this as well when that time comes. So I wanted to show all of you this really big old book. All right, will you pray with me? Creator God, we thank you for all that you provide us. We thank you for friendships, and we thank you for food. We thank you for clothes, and we thank you for this church where we get to know one another and get to know you. And today we just want to say once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So you all can go sit back with your families or whoever you came with. Oops. And our next order of worship is one of the highlights of the day. Our choir, our senior choir, will be singing, Sing to the Lord of Harvest. Let us settle our hearts for a time of prayer. If you would like a prayer, a concern, or a joy to be read as a part of our worship today, please fill out your prayer slip on top, and you can just hold it up, and our ushers will be coming, hopefully down here, and then heading back to collect your prayer slips and so that we can read them as a part of our time together.
Unite our hearts in silent prayer. Just a word when we get to the Lord's Prayer. I invite you to share that in any language you care to. All should feel comfortable sharing the Lord's Prayer in their own language. Let us take a few moments of silence as we center our hearts. Creator God, you are my strength and shield. When I worship together with my neighbors, I am humbled by your size, by your attentiveness to each of us, by your love for all of us, that you can know and care for each of us no matter what. So why do I forget? Yet worshiping you gives me the opportunity to remember your grace, remind myself of your love. Otherwise, I forget. So I give thanks, and then I ask, what is your will for me today, Creator God? In other words, if I'm asked to do something today, if I think about doing something today, what would you have me do? Today is about worship. It's about sharing our faith, about welcoming all into our hearts, especially those joining this congregation today. Thank you, Creator, and may I do your will and be your hands and feet this day, right now. As we pray the prayer that Jesus shared with us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. His first scripture reading is Psalm 100, and I'm reading from the Contemporary Version for both of our scriptures this morning. Shout praises to the Lord, everyone on this earth. Be joyful and sing as you come in to worship the Lord. You know the Lord is God. He created us, and we belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep in his pasture. Be thankful and praise the Lord as you enter his temple. The Lord is good. His love and faithfulness will last forever. The second reading is from the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, verses 25 through 35. They found him on the west side of the lake and asked, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you for certain that you are not looking for me because you saw the miracles, but because you ate all the food you wanted. Don't work for food that spoils. Work for food that gives eternal life. The Son of Man will give you this food because God the Father has given him the right to do so." "What exactly does God want us to do?" the people asked. Jesus answered, "God wants you to have faith in the one he sent." They replied, "What miracle will you work so that we can have faith in you? What will you do? For example, when our ancestors were in the desert, they were given manna to eat. It happened just as the scriptures say, God gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus then told them, "I tell you for certain that Moses wasn't the one who gave you bread from heaven. My Father is the one who gives you the true bread from heaven. And the bread that God gives is the one who came down from heaven to give life to the world." The people said, "Lord, give us this bread and don't ever stop." Jesus replied, "I am the bread that gives life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry. No one who has faith in me will ever be thirsty." This is the word of God for the people of God.
So I realized I didn't introduce myself. I apologize. I am honored to say that I'm the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad I'm here. So I am really, really excited about all the happenings this morning. So this morning we have two baptisms, and then we have many people joining the membership of this church. So the first thing that I would ask is that Kelly and Lynn come forward, and we're gonna, and anyone who would like to come with them to support and love them, come on forward. We're gonna come over here. Come on over. This is good. Come on over. Yeah. Well, yeah, this works. So, you okay? All right. Wonderful. Look at all this love and support that's coming forward with you. Yes. Yes, exactly. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift, offered to us without price. On behalf of the whole church, I ask the both of you here, Kelly and Lynn, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and the power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, oppression, in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord, in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Great. So, I should look at you. I'm sorry. So. All right. And I ask all of you here and all of you here in the congregation, do you as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these people, Kelly and Lynn, now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these people with community of love and forgiveness, and they and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you sent the clouds in a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. And let's say this all together. Sing to the Lord. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the womb, the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations, declare his works to the nations, his glory among all people. Okay, we're going to pour out this water. Oh, I'm going to do it this way. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless the gift of water and those who receive it, and wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in your final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, with lives and reigns forever. Amen. All right, will you come closer? Yeah, do you want to come around? All right. Kelly, I baptize you in the triune God, our Creator, Redeemer in Jesus, and our Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lynn, I baptize you in our triune God, our Creator, our Redeemer with Christ, and our Sustainer in the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Where'd you go?
I'm
okay,
right here.
Great. All right. Yeah, stay here. All right, we just want you to, I know that this might come forward a little because we want to be behind you. So logistically, we all want to be together. So come on over, lay leaders. All right. The Holy Spirit, work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Now it is our joy to welcome the newly baptized. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation, and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you to the members of the family of Christ. Amen. We're so happy. So let's celebrate up here and give our joy to, I know you have a lot of support over here. And as we do this, I just want to tell everyone how the rest of our time is going to go. In a moment, I'm going to ask all those who will be joining our church as a new member of University Church to come forward. And as you come forward, come on up and you're going to stand. I'm going to have you go sit because you're glad you came up, Jim. And we're going to have you all come in and come up behind the communion rail and stand in a line here. And then when we're almost done, we're going to take some time for our members, our new members, to sign the big book, which is on this side. And as they sign the big book, yep, you guys come on up. As they sign the book, we're going to sing a song called Traveling Companions. And when they're done signing the book, we're going to continue with the liturgy, with the ritual of joining the church, becoming members of the church, and then I will say a few words, and we'll go from there. So let's go with the flow. Come on over, and anyone who is joining the church today, please come forward. And I'm just going to have you come in and scoot down. And we have some chairs up here. If anyone needs a chair or would like to sit because it's too long to stand. All right. Yeah, right? All right. Do we need more space? Can we make more room? Does anyone want to sit? Would anyone like to sit? We have chairs over here. Okay. All right. Wow. Now, please, all of you, have grace. Grace, because I want to name you by name, and I want to get it right, but please be full of grace so I don't forget and get it mixed up. So I think what I'm going to do is start down here. I want to introduce all of you to the congregation, just a little bit within the congregation here. Okay, so what I'm going to start with here, I'm going to start with Paul and Ginny Bartow. They are, I would say, original hippies. Would that work?
No.
Okay, no. But they have been faithful members of James Street and James Street Choir. And what else do y'all do? You do all kinds of things. You sing in a quartet.
I paint.
And paint. Anything else?
Bake.
Bake, yes. We like Ginny because she...
vegetables. That's enough.
Okay, all right. All right, and here we have Jim Tallman. And Jim is a bell ringer, and for Salvation Army?
Yep.
Okay, for the Salvation Army, which location are you at?
Oswego.
In Oswego right now. So, Jim, if you see Jim, make sure you say hi, because he'll be ringing the bell for the Salvation Army. And we have Mamie Baxter here, and we're so glad she's here. She, her and I met at the Interfaith Pride worship service, and we just fell in love with each other. And so she's been here ever since. And what else shall I tell folks?
Well, I come from another service, but, when God leads your heart in wanting to know more worship instead of more hallelujah, you decide to, bring your spirit into something more of God's word, and that's
nice.
What I did.
We're glad you're here. All right, and we have Kelly Wood. We're not related that we know of, but she is a PTA, I found out today, physical therapy assistant, so... All right, and Lynn Baker, she is a veterinarian, takes care of all kinds of animals, including my cat, she just said. And this is Donna Ritchie. No.
Ricky,
excuse me.
And
Ricky.
I work at the Newland Center.
And she works at the Newland Center. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you.
All right. And we have Bruce Moyer, who, there's so many things to say. What should I say?
Well, I do many things, but I'm living in a perpetual state of gratitude.
Oh. Living in a perpetual state of gratitude. All right. And we have Erica
Batoon.
And what shall we say about you, Erica?
I'm a housewife. I don't have a job, but I have...
That is a job?
She's a housewife. that's a big job. I have a staff who takes me around all over the place, and I drive her totally nuts.
Yes.
But it's a wonderful thing.
Nice. And we have Barb Weaver. And what shall we say about you, Barb?
Well, I'm from James Street Church. Mm-hmm. I used to be in the bell choir. I hope to get back into it here.
Yeah.
And my husband and I are dancers.
Yes.
Yes.
Dance a couple times
ballroom,
a week?
Ballroom dancing, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
And we wish he was here, but he's not well, so we have to keep Bob in our prayers.
So we want to keep him in the prayers, and we'll be back to dancing as soon as we can.
That's right, yes. And we have Angela Palmieri, and she is our little
greeter at the food pantry.
Yeah, she's our greeter at the food pantry, but also she takes care of the little library.
Stamp the books
and make sure the books are full in the little library. Anything else? Oh, she's also an advocate with?
Self-advocacy.
Self-advocacy.
And I've read over 1,000 books.
And she's read over 1,000 books. And we have Ann Owens here. There's so many things to say about you, Ann. But one of the things I'm looking forward to with you is that you have some more women's retreats.
Yes.
So she facilitates and creates women's retreats. But there's so many other things. You're a nurse and many other things.
Yes, and I had been teaching Sunday school. I was trying to figure it out. I shouldn't say my age, but 45 years.
Okay. She's been teaching Sunday
and
school.
I missed it so much this summer that I am doing it now.
You're back. You're back. And we have Seth Austin. And what should we say about you, Seth?
I think that we were looking for a community, and we found one.
Nice. Looking for
a community. People, and that's where we landed.
Nice.
This is where we landed.
So glad you're here. And Holly Austin, and what should we say about you?
I'm a lawyer. Please don't hold it against me.
My brother's a lawyer.
I'm just very happy to be here.
Great. Wonderful. So community. Oh, and Cynthia Moore. She came to us this summer, and she is a first-year law student. So you stood next to the right. There's a candle behind you, by the way, Holly. Okay. So you stood right by the right person. So Cynthia is a first-year law student at Syracuse University and originally from California. So we need to extend grace to her, maybe if she's grumpy tomorrow. And what's your name?
Ben.
Hi, Ben. What shall we say about you?
I'm from South Sudan. I'm a graduate student in the University of Syracuse.
So nice to see you. I'm glad you're here. And we have Mike Rada.
Yeah.
And I said it right.
Yes. Mike, a lot of people trip over Mike. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. So can I tell them that you're retired?
Can I? About to
retire. Okay. So Mike is about to retire. So we're trying to give him work. We're giving him work here at the church, but after you retire, keep Mike in your prayers. It's a new adventure, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
And still unfolding.
Yes. And here we have Miss Rochelle Dale, and there's a candle near you as well. Yeah. And so, Miss Rochelle, I don't even know. There's so many things to say about you. What shall we share about you today?
That I'm a child of God, as are you, and that I love each of you deeply, and I'm glad to be here. With a bell ringer named Kaya. I'm a what?
Oh.
Well, you can say that.
Yes, you say that.
That's so. Remember you at church, but that's my
turn. And here we have Miss Kaya King. And what should we know about you? You're a student. Where are you a student?
I'm a student at Huntington K-8 school.
Yes, and you play the?
Trumpet. And I ring the bells.
And she rings the handbells, yes.
And I play the keyboard, and I play the guitar, and I play the piano.
And what are you going to say about your parents?
Oh, yeah. And she's a good, loving parent.
Nice. That's sweet. All right. And Gail Tyndall, what shall we say about you? Gail is so kind, and she has joined the care team and has helped me in doing so because she's able to visit folks in my absence. So anything else we should know or say? I'm trying to stay out of your way
so they
can see you.
Oh, I'm a retired nurse, and I volunteered for Eastwood Neighborhood Association.
Oh. Wonderful. And Lois. Lum. I wanted to call you Lois Allen, but I knew that wasn't right. Lum. So,
Allen's out there.
Oh, yes. Hello. And so you are a pastor's wife. And what else do we know about you?
Well, not much. Oh,
well, this Wednesday, you and Reverend Lum are going to be at the Women's Guild talking about your time in the Appalachia, right?
Yes.
Appalachia.
Appalachia.
Yeah.
Yes. And after he retired, we began doing programs for senior citizen groups.
Mm.
And some of them are funny.
Yes. I think they all, most of them are.
Now, some people don't believe all the ones we tell, but that's all right. That's for a good laugh, too.
Yes.
I do play an auto harp.
That's right, yes.
And maybe someday I'll play it here.
That would be lovely. We would love that. Wonderful. And Sharon Smith. You got your name tag on, so I couldn't mess that up. And so what shall we share about you?
I'm a retired science teacher.
And in my spare time, I don't know how I ever worked, because now I'm busier than I ever thought I would be. I volunteered for the Blessed Sacrament Food Pantry, and I also go to White Branch Library and help kids with homework 3 days a week.
Wonderful.
3 afternoons. Very rewarding.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. And Marilyn, Benedict.
I'm retired.
Yes.
From New York State. And I think that's about
okay. It. Well, good. Oh, sorry. You were behind me. Jackie Sadowski.
Right.
Jackie Sadowski. Is there anyone else? What should we say about you, Jackie?
Well, I have been at James Street for over 50 years, and I feel very welcome here. I was the lay leader there. Mm-hmm. I have my speaker's certificate also. I am a tutor with the James Street Eastwood Baptist Church tutoring program from Huntington Elementary School.
Time to climb.
Yep, time to climb program. I could say a lot more, but I'm not.
That's it.
She keeps me on track when I need to be kept on track. Okay. Oh, I was going to bring my cheat sheet, so I got your name right, but I forgot my. So, your name is Bruno.
My name is Bruno.
What's your last name?
Bruno Mukasa.
Mukasa.
Okay. I'm so glad to meet here today, but I speak same English.
Mm-hmm. But you're doing so well. Yeah, good. Okay, and you're Yalala? Say your name for me so I get it right.
My name is Yalala Baraka.
Yalala Baraka?
Yes.
All right, what shall we know about you?
No.
Okay. We're so glad you're here. We're so glad you're here. Okay, and we got. Can I have you guys front row scoot down a little? Can you scoot? All right, and here we have Phoebe Failey with the new haircut. I saw it on Facebook. I got a preview. What shall we know about you?
I'm a student at Henniger High School.
Yes, and a soccer player.
Excellent
soccer player. Could we say excellent?
I guess so.
And a percussionist. Oh. I didn't know that. Good to know. All right. And we have Melissa Failey. And what shall we learn about you, Melissa?
I'm a teacher, but mostly a mom.
All right. And I think you are a taxi driver as well, right?
Yes.
And we have Melanie Fullerton. And so, what shall we learn about you? I know you work at a library, but I don't know your title there.
I'm a library clerk at Pettit Branch Library.
Nice. Well, we're so glad you're here. And Sherry Cullen, right? Okay. What should we learn about you today?
Nothing.
Yeah, there's got to be something great.
I'm a grandmother.
You are.
A terrific grandmother.
Yes,
I have
terrific.
A new grandbaby that's 6 months old, and my daughter will be having one January 3rd.
Wow. Okay, so you're a busy grandma.
Yeah.
Busy grandma. And what's your name?
My name is Alfonsina Muluta.
So nice that you're here and that you're a part of our church. So anything we should know about you? You're new, right? You've been here 1 month?
No, yes.
Yes. I'm glad you're here. And Alan Gale.
Hi.
Hi. What should we learn about you?
Let's see. I am a PK. For those of you who don't know, that's a preacher's kid. So I was raised in the Methodist Church in Iowa and Massachusetts and the state of New York. And I have always been a Methodist, so when James Street closed, I had to find a Methodist family, and I think I have.
Hmm.
Also a mother, wife, mother, and I still work and try to work with my community.
Wonderful. So glad you found a home.
Hi.
Hi, and your name?
My name is Albertina Mukas.
I'm so glad you're here. Mm-hmm. So glad. And so you're living on the north side and been here about 1 month.
Yes.
So glad you're here. And Asani?
Yes. My name is Asani Mauridi.
Anything we should know about you?
No.
Okay. We'll learn more as we get to know one another.
My name is Kiza Kashinji.
So so glad you're here. I'm so glad that you're becoming a member. And I know who's over here, but you haven't taken my class, Norman.
No, I know.
So Norman Gleason, so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have all these, new faces. And so let's join together in this act. And I think what we're, okay. I'm not sure how we're going to do this because I kind of did that a little backwards, but okay. When we join the church through baptism, transfer of membership, or reaffirmation of faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge that God is what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Okay, so I think I'm going to go around the other way here. Congregation, isn't this amazing? So I'm wondering if we should each person or if we should all hold hands. What do you think? Should we do each person or hold hands? All of us hold hands. Okay. I think what we're going to do is all hold hands. And we're going to all hold hands and we're going to together say a name, your own name or a name next to you so that we can go there. So I'll come this way. So, all right. Everyone here whose name we have stated, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. As new members of this congregation, will you participate in its ministry?
We will.
Will you support it with your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service?
We will.
And we can hold hands or stop holding hands, either way. And all of you in the congregation, members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your loving care. Do all your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. And so we're going to sign the big book, all right? And so, so it's over here. So what we're going to do, just logistically, everyone, we're going to have you sign the book, and then once you sign the book, you're going to get a certificate, hopefully, and a mug, and then you can come, and I'd ask you to wait right in front here, okay? So if you can't stand, there are seats available, okay? And is there anything else I need to... Oh, that's it. So let's sing together, Traveling Companions. Yeah, come on.
We are traveling companions, journeying as one, moving ever forward, our faces to the sun, in the family of God, a place for everyone. Together we are our community. Traveling, journeying as one. We are traveling companions, journeying as one, moving ever forward, our faces to the sun, moving a place for everyone. Together we are community, traveling, journeying as one. We are traveling companions, journeying as one, moving ever forward, our faces to the sun, in the family of God, a place for everyone. Together we are community, traveling, journeying as one. We are traveling companions, journeying on one, moving ever still forward, our faces to the sun, in the family of God, a place for everyone. Together we are community, traveling, journeying as one. We're traveling companions, journeying as one, moving ever forward, our faces to the sun, in the family of God, a place for everyone. Together we are community, traveling, journeying as one. Our traveling companions, journeying as one, moving ever forward, our faces to the sun. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Together we our community, traveling, journeying as one. We are traveling companions, journeying as one, moving ever forward, our faces to the sun. A place for everyone. Together we are community, traveling, journeying as one. We are traveling companions, journeying as one, moving ever forward, our faces to the sun, in the family of God, a place for everyone. Together we are community, traveling, journeying as one. We are traveling companions, journeying as one, moving ever forward, our faces to the sun, in the family of God, a place for everyone. Together we are community, traveling, journeying as one. We are traveling companions, journeying as one. Moving ever forward, our faces to the sun. In the family of God, a place for everyone. Together we are community, traveling, journeying as one.
Walk around. So I have a quick message. You probably saw in your bulletin there's a message today. How could that possibly happen? So I have just this for you. It's short. But the first thing I want to do is let you know that I contacted our bishop, Bishop Webb, and he sends his regrets. He couldn't be here, but this is what he said. Thanks so much for the invitation to be a part of worship at University United Methodist Church this Sunday. I am sorry to say, due to previous commitment, I'll be unable to attend the kind invitation. What a marvelous day it will be as you baptize two adults and welcome, I told him there might be 20 people, so there was more than that, new members, to the congregation. Please share my excitement with the congregation and my continued prayers as together you seek to be and share the gospel of Jesus Christ to the community and the world around you. So I'm so grateful that he is thinking of us today and praying for us and with us today. And then also Reverend Nola Anderson, our district superintendent, sends her regrets and says that we are all in her prayers as well. So I don't really have a message today. I think our message is just witnessing the excitement of all of this, of seeing all these people who want to be a part of our community. Crazy. It's just crazy great that all this is happening today. And I am overwhelmed with gratitude. I cannot stop saying something special is happening in this place. The Holy Spirit has somehow swept us up and taken us on this journey of the unknown. We don't know where we're going. And I'm so grateful to be a traveling companion with all of you seated and all of you standing. We are journeying as one, always moving forward in community, journeying as one. So I have one more thing to share with you, as if nothing more could happen that was exciting, but this is the last, hopefully possible thing to share with you that is so exciting. Our SPRC on Thursday evening has approved one in our congregation in the process of becoming a candidate of ministry in the United Methodist Church. And I want to introduce you to her all right now, Rochelle Dale. Yay! So congratulations. So this is what's going to happen. The SPRC has now approved Rochelle to the next step. And so the next step is we have to have a church conference. And at the church conference, we will, hopefully, I think we will, approve her to the next step. We'll find out, yes. And that's going to be December 11th after worship. So mark that on your calendar. So congratulations. We're super, super, super excited for you.
Thank you.
Yes. And so, let me see if I have any other notes. Again, something is happening in this place. We have so much to be grateful for. New members, new gifts, new needs, new responsibility as we support one another. Let's continue on this journey. And let's not stop. Let's keep continuing on this journey. And so all of our members have signed the big book. And so let's continue here. Will you join me? All. We give thanks for all that God has already given you. And we welcome you in Christian love. As members together, with you in the body of Christ, and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to the eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. So let's just give one more enthusiastic round of applause, because this is super exciting. Yay! So welcome to this family, and you may find your seat again. Thank you so much for standing for so long. As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please take your attendance slips out. If you haven't done it already, they're lavender today, and fill it out and put it in the offering plate as the usher goes by. And please know, if you're a first-time visitor here, we are just so glad you're here, and we do not expect anything from you today. You are our guest. We are grateful you are here. Yet, we do have a tradition of giving. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, our donations, and our offering.
Oh.
Will you please join me in the unison prayer of dedication? How can we thank you enough for all you have given us, gracious God? We have so much, more than enough, supply all our needs. As we present our tithes and offerings today, make us mindful of the people, especially the children, whose earthly needs we are called to supply. In deepest gratitude, we offer ourselves back to you for your service and your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Will you please join me in singing our closing hymn, Come, Ye Thankful People, Come.
Come, ye thankful people, come, raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in, ere the winter storms begin. God, our Maker, doth provide for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come, raise the song of harvest home. All the world is God's own field, fruit and praise to God we yield, wheat and tares together sown, are to joy or sorrow grown. First the blade and then the ear, then the full corn shall appear. Lord of harvest, grant that we wholesome grain and pure may be. For the Lord our God shall come and shall take the harvest home. From the field shall in that day all offenses purge away, giving angels charge at last in the fire the tares to cast, but the fruitful ears to store in the garner evermore. Even so, Lord, quickly come, bring thy final harvest home. Gather thou thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin. There forever purified, in thy presence to abide. Come with all thine angels, come, raise the glorious harvest home.
There have been many times throughout today that I have had tears in my eyes with joy and gratitude. What a blessing. What a great day. God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for this moment. We give you thanks for this place of worship. And we give you thanks for all that is given to us. Go now in peace.